they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place be much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first edition of our podcast, Saving the Planet. On today's edition, we are going to be looking at the environment and pollution. Our topic is fighting environmental pollution. So today I am your presenter, Matthias Akwata. And today we have a very special guest with us. That is in the person of Mrs. Bisaka Simita. She is a master degree holder in environmental engineering and also project supervisor at the Ozone Friendly People. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned with us as we dive into this topic.
You want to know why there's a love that cannot lie. No. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. Sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space.
If you are just joining in, you are onto our podcast, Saving the Planet. And today we are looking at fighting environmental pollution. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, sir.
It's a pleasure to have you on the first edition of our podcast.
Same here.
So today we are looking at fighting environmental pollution. Do you think this is a crucial topic for us to discuss now?
Yes, I think so, because in the concept of the environment, it embodies everybody, and we are all humans, and we deserve a safe and conducive environment to live in. Considering the fact that we are already diving into an age where the environment is at stake as a result of developmental projects that are ongoing both worldwide and nationally, we have to put an eye on this particular aspect because that directly affects human health, animal species, and even the health of the environment itself.
What is environmental pollution? In simple terms that our audience, every of our audience might understand.
Okay, environmental pollution in simple terms simply means having substances in the environment that embodies the air, the land, the water, and the soil that directly affects humans, animal species, and the health of the environment itself.
So from your definition, environmental pollution does not only affect humans, yes, it affects even the animals and the plants.
Yes.
Good. I would love us to talk about that in a few minutes. But now, can we just look a little at the history of environmental pollution? I mean, let's do a comparison. We are in the 21st century. What comparison can you draw between the rate at which pollution is now, mm-hmm, and the way it was in the 20th century?
From the 20th century, I guess I was not in the 20th
century. Yeah, yeah.
So, but from books and researches, it indicates that environmental pollution has increased from 50% to globally 80% due to developmental advancements and the introduction of certain technologies that directly interferes with the health, particularly the health of the air.
Okay.
Yes, that is the reason why we are having a sharp increase in the global warming that we are experiencing today.
So you are saying that the rate of environmental pollution now is far greater.
Yeah.
But now let's look at in the various areas. You might want to pick the land. You might want to talk about air, and then the sea. What do you think are the various causes of these different pollutions in these different areas?
Okay. The first cause is humans, you and I.
Okay.
Yes, we are the ones responsible for this increase in environmental pollution, because the individuals, the civil societies, and even the government do not really put into this aspect very seriously. And I would like to pinpoint air pollution.
Okay.
Yes, I would like to pinpoint air pollution. When you look at the rate at which we have carbon monoxide emission from cars.
I wanted you to explain that, because I'm not a scientist, so carbon monoxide, our audience might not also not understand.
Yeah, it's just this soot, this smoke that comes from
vehicles,
the exhaust of vehicles.
Okay.
Yes, as a result of bad engine, maybe as a result of bad engine or so many other factors.
So we're having more vehicles now than
ever. More vehicles now than ever, and more bad vehicles for that matter than ever, and there is little or no regulation that is being put in place to limit, because we cannot accurately remove it from circulation, but we can mitigate its use by setting some regulations that puts users in control when they are using those vehicles to limit the emission.
Do animals cause pollution?
To a greater extent, not to my knowledge, animals are not really responsible for the greater pollution levels that we are having.
Okay.
Yes, even though they have, there is what we call biodiversity.
All right.
Yes, and in biodiversity, you talk about every species from the food chain to the every species at the level of the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they have their rules. And if animals, they are herbivorous animals, and if some animals are eating up some animals who are responsible for doing some cleanups in the environment.
Okay.
Yes, that's
how they can cause pollution.
Yeah, that's how they can cause pollution.
You know, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. Okay, so now in a nutshell, animals do cause pollution, but
yes,
at a very little rate. Yeah.
Yes,
Adam, let us go for a short break, and we will come back and have more in-depth discussion on this topic. Podcast Saving the Planet, and today we are looking at fighting environmental pollution.
Okay,
Madam Sunita, what do you think should be put in place to resolve environmental pollution?
The primary thing I think is awareness, raising awareness about the dangers of environmental pollution to both human health, the animal species, and the environment itself. And that begins with you and I, with individuals, with local authorities, with government, with the government, and with civil society organizations, those who are involved in protecting the environment.
Cameroon is among those countries in Africa that faces
pollution.
Land pollution heavily. What do you think can be done to resolve this problem of land pollution in Cameroon?
Land pollution, one of its highest problem is waste management. We have a very poor structure when it comes to waste management in Cameroon. Initially, it was good to an extent, but as time goes by, it's dropping. You can bear with me as you move along the streets of Bamenda. You see how heaps of waste are being dumped on the streets. That alone tells you that this aspect of land pollution is undermined when it comes to waste management. Now, what can be done? We start from raising awareness, telling households or telling the young ones to be able to segregate waste at the point of generation. Segregate, and then we can easily manage, even at the level of homes. We can manage both the biodegradable and the non-biodegradable waste. What is beyond household control should be the e-waste, the electronic waste, which are hazardous waste that can only be taken care by professionals, those who are trained in the field and those who are capable to manage those waste without being infected with one form of disease or the other. Now, we also have into place some institutions around who are devoted in managing waste around. We have the Empire Group. The Empire Group now has taken over Bamenda, and if you look at upstation, it is cleaner than.
And does Empire Group work just at upstation, please?
They don't work just at upstation, but the rate of awareness at upstation is different from how inhabitants down here are being informed about this dangerous aspect of the environment, which is waste pollution.
We have Kisakam in other areas in Cameroon, and still the same story.
Well, I would say now this is at the level of administration and the infrastructure, the body involved. Empire has its own strengths that they are leveraging on to help the city of Bamenda at least to be managed to an extent. When Isakam was here, there was a slight improvement, but with the current crisis, they had to move out. And now, out of Bamenda, the situation is still the same because the awareness has not been created. The population is still reluctant or they're unwilling. And if there are some regulations that have been kept in place to sanction those who go out of law, it will go a long way to help Isaka manage waste out of Bamenda.
Thank you, Madam Bisaka Semitia. Ladies and gentlemen, today we had the opportunity to look at how environmental pollution is being combated. And we were honored to have an expert in this field, Madam Bisaka Semitia, and an environmental expert or engineer. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to have you back next time. Madam Semitia, thank you so much for this privilege to have you as our first guest.
Thank you. It was an honor being here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this program was successful thanks to our producer, Kimi Randy King. We were technically assisted by Pauline Fu Thomason, and Wisanyon Berry, supervised by
Dr. Manzi Vincent and
Ngongson Jean-Marie. And for presentation, I have been Matthias Aquata. Thank you, and see you in our next episode.
Sweet home, sweet melody, sweet home. Sweet home, sweet melody, sweet home.